Let's hope nobody's leaving in handcuffs. The cops are joining Jordan and Sam for CJOC's LA 5-0.
First Wednesday of the month means Constable Davis from Lethbridge Police is joining us on the phone. How are you this morning?
I am excellent. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. STEP program, what is the Lethbridge Police Service focusing on this month?
Intersection safety is a big focus this month. Basically just watching all the intersections and stuff. And remind everybody too that school's going to be back in next Monday, so be really careful on those school zones and those kids that they're not used to the traffic being around and we're not used to the kids being in school. So we'd be really extra cautious around those schools.
It's funny, we actually had one of the questions about school zones and just how everything's working right now because of the school taking a break. Before we get into those questions, though, want to talk about the unfortunate tragedy that happened up in Calgary.
Yeah, absolutely a horrible situation, Sergeant Harnett's death. You know, we as a service are grieving and just trying to stay with our brothers and sisters in Calgary and the citizens in our city and the citizens there in Calgary.
All right, so let's get to some of the questions now. You kind of touched on it a little bit with the school zones, but Jessica's saying, what is the current rule on school zones? Remember hearing that school zones weren't back in until January 11th, but has also seen photo radar set up in a few school zones yesterday. So is there a statement or are you guys watching school zones? School zones aren't in effect. What's the deal?
Well, even if photo radar set up, they could be set up there. The school zone could be a 50 zone normally,
yeah.
down to the school zone during the school hours. But even if the school zone's not in effect, there's still people that, you know, will drive by some of them. Like, you know, I'll give you the example of the one at 6th Avenue, the French school on 6th Avenue. That'll be set up there, not just in school hours. So, but school zones themselves, they're back in Monday. Everyone's in class Monday. Be very careful.
All right, another question from Dave. Since the speed drop on Parkside North, traffic has increased on 6th Avenue North along with higher speeds. Is there a chance to put radar or cameras around 28th Street or Dieppe before something happens?
Oh, you know, I can pass that on to our traffic sergeant who listens to this quite often, and I'll pass it on to him, and it's their decision to make that, but they could even send patrols out there to keep an eye to prior to cameras and stuff. So we'll definitely pass that along to our traffic unit.
One final question, and this one coming in on our Facebook page. A lot of questions about COVID and some of the restrictions and things like this. This question, is there currently a curfew in effect for the city of Lethbridge?
No curfew. No, let's not even give that as an idea right now. There's enough restrictions out there right now for people. We're very happy with our citizens right now. People are doing a great job from what we're seeing in here in Lethbridge on keeping people safe. And we're hoping that the restrictions will be lifted soon or reduced and we can get back to a normal life. But for now, there's no curfew, so let's not even joke about that one.
The first Wednesday of every month, Constable Davis joins us on CJOC for LA 5-0. Thanks so much for taking the time and answering those questions.
Absolutely. Happy New Year's, everybody.